This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Shipments of COVID, the vaccine in the U.S., going to fall short while the Brits are taking the shots starting on Tuesday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. And as we sit here, we see in California 33 million people looking at the barrel of a lockdown in Los Angeles. My pal and broadcast executive Andy Zdarovich joins us right from the top. And boy, it looked like a ghost town from all the video that I've seen. Andy, what's it like?
Well, it's kind of crazy, Kate. I have to give full disclosure. I'm an essential worker, so I am still going into the office, but probably out of a staff of 55, 60 people, we're down to about 20 people, essential workers only. And it's crazy, hardly any traffic. But it's so bizarre because it's fluctuating back and forth, and that is really what's killing people in California and L.A. I mean, it's like, you know, one week you can go somewhere, another week you can't dine outside. One week, you know, you can do this and then you can't do that. And there doesn't seem to be any structure to it. You know, I mean, for several weeks it's like, you know, I live across the street from the Catholic church I go to and you can't go to Mass, but yet strip clubs are open. Now, figure that one out.
Sinners and the saints.
To me. Someone explain how you cannot go to Mass or the synagogue or a church, but you can go to strip clubs. So it's just, and it's so crazy here in L.A., and it's so crazy in California. You know, we have some of the looniest tunes that you have between Newsom and Garcetti and all these people. I mean, remember, Newsom is the governor that went to a five-star restaurant in Napa Valley with a group of people, none of them wearing masks, and then like 2 days later he tells everybody to stay home. Okay, that's full disclosure. That's the truth.
Right.
That's reality.
Right.
He goes to a five-star French restaurant that a normal person couldn't get into for 6 months, and he's at a table, no mask, no anything, and then they tell us to wear a mask. Now, I wear a mask. I'm diligent about it. I self, whatever you call, but keep away from people. I wear the mask. I do all that. But, you know, Kate, it's the other thing about this, and you probably have had 1,000 guests on. One scientist says this. One scientist says that. And it's just, you know, what are we supposed to do? Like going to a bunker like they had for, you know, when it was, you know, when we were little kids and it was like, you know, the 60s where you were supposed to bunker down for a nuclear attack. What are you supposed to do? This thing gets through things. It isn't like a missile or something. It's the invisible enemy. So it's just kind of crazy. But L.A. always takes everything to the extreme. You know, they're all bucking for a job in the new administration's cabinet. You know, Garcetti, Newsom, they all want to be, so they all want to be doing the right thing politically and everything. They don't really care if it's in your best interest. It's in what's their best interest to serve their political needs. You can agree, you can disagree. I'll always give you my honest opinion.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of talk about that because of what you just said about Newsom and the fact that he was seen in the restaurant, didn't care, and then poof, he's telling other people to do that and be under these now pretty strict stay-at-home orders. And so there were people that were lining up at grocery stores. I know I had talked to you over the weekend and you were headed to the grocery store. It's like 20% capacity. What's that like?
Well, I was lucky. I went early for that reason. I went at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and 9 o'clock in LA, I mean, that's like, you know, people haven't even taken their dog out to pee and poo yet. So it's like, I went, there was nobody there, but I heard that like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, you know, you were lined up and people got to go in, you know, like, you know, four or five at a time, and then four or five would come out. you know. And what I do now, I don't know about you and your listeners, but never in my life, my first aisle I get, I used to be my first aisle I get was like produce or meats, whatever. I go for that Charmin and Bounty aisle so fast, and I just make a beeline because I only like Charmin, ultra soft, and I only like Bounty. I'm not a person that likes the hack off brands, so I go for those. And I get to my big grocery store here in L.A., Gelson's, and they had a limited two. So here's what I did. I bought two little Kleenex and two big Kleenex. And when I got to checkout, they said, ma'am, didn't you see that it said two? I said, oh, I thought you meant two of each. So I had to put two
Shame.
Back. I had to put two back. I had two little Kleenex, two big Kleenex. Again, I don't want the off-brands. I want Kleenex. Puffs is an off-brand to me. Kleenex. That's what I want. Does it mean that as an American, I have to settle for less than Kleenex or Charmin? I'm appalled. I don't know how COVID affects making Charmin. Someone explain that to me. How does COVID affect making Charmin and Kleenex? I understand the Purell and the disinfectant. Yes, because first responders and hospitals need
sure.
that. But have you ever been in a hospital that saved you Charmin? Never. It's
no.
sandpaper that you get. Sandpaper. So
yeah.
where is this Charmin shortage coming from? Someone
yeah.
explain it to me.
It's the panic, and that's what it just becomes an item. Hey, so I wanted you to know this. We have a couple minutes left, but of course, Americans aren't welcomed anywhere because of COVID and our high cases. So American tourists apparently have found a new place to go and visit to escape from COVID-19. And you know where that is? Your mother country, Croatia.
Yes, it's a hot spot. Celebrities are going there. You know who just
yes.
spent like a month and a half there? Magic Johnson. Well, of course, Magic Johnson's on his yacht. Off the coast, but Croatia is fabulous. It's on the Mediterranean Sea. It's on the Adolphi Coast. It's gorgeous. And now you've just told people, so it's going to ruin it because the riffraff will go. I was waiting
Thank
to go.
You.
I don't want riffraff going to Croatia. I was hoping to go in 21. Hell, I was just hoping to come and visit you and Paul and Guinness, and I can't get the hell out of LAX. It's like a war zone getting in and out of LAX, and you have to get quarantined when you go there. I was going to go visit a cousin in Hawaii, and get this, you land in Hawaii, and you've got a quarantine for 14 days. Well, who the hell's going to spend $10,000 to stay in a hotel in Honolulu when you got relatives who have a free house for you to go to? Am I stupid?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard of, but it's all these different regulations you're going to have to, like, go to Montana or something and just be with the elk and the moose. I don't think they can give you COVID. Am I the only person, but I think you agree, and I think your great listeners would agree. I think everybody, all joking aside, is just getting COVID fatigue. Oh my God.
Yeah.
COVID. I come home at night and I say to my sister, she starts to tell me something, I go, not if it's COVID. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it. I don't have it. Don't jinx me. Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear the word COVID ever again.
I love it. I love it. So no COVID talk. All right. So we got to make plans to go to Croatia. I'll take the show there. That sounds like a lot of fun. Andy Zdarovic, thank you so much.
You're welcome, kiddo.
All right. Stay with us, everybody. I'll meet you on the other side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria Estefan's big hit 1987. And unfortunately for her, COVID-19 got her. Hey, everybody. Once again, Kate Delaney here on the show talking about, unfortunately, COVID. As Annie said, she doesn't want to hear that word, and I agree. And certainly we're going to talk about some other things. But if we were talking over the fence, we'd be talking about it. I always say that this show is about what the buzz is in your backyard. So what's interesting about the Estefan COVID, testing positive for COVID, is that she was really adhering to protocol. She talked about that, and she said she rigorously complied with the health and safety measures and limited her exposure. She's 63, but she said during an Instagram video chat that she was one of the victims of COVID, and she believes because she dined outdoors at a restaurant, felt okay in Miami with three family members, and she tested negative days later, but then felt ill, got the classic symptoms, losing taste, smell, cough, dehydration, all that kind of stuff. And the only thing that she could think of is when they were talking about contact tracing was that someone came up to her when she was eating, tapped her on the shoulder. They were super, super close. They didn't have a mask. They were saying wonderful things to her. They were a big fan. But that was the only thing that she did that put her in close proximity with anyone. And it goes to that whole mask thing. And she said, you know, I was lucky, but I wanted to share my story because I was in quarantine. One day I went out, I met with one person. They weren't wearing a mask. I even held my breath through their talk, but something must have happened. So she got ill in early November, 2 weeks in isolation, She went on the second floor of her house, and she says that she feels like, because she was just a big vitamin hound, that that probably helped her avoid some of the worst aspects of it. And she's now tested negative a couple of times since then. And wow, you think about it. So this 7-time Grammy-winning singer-actress, just a human being like anyone else, COVID-weary, very, very cautious, goes out supporting the community, totally distanced, and then something happens. So it just shows you it's when you let your guard down, the things that can happen. And then maybe we wouldn't be in these situations where come see, come saw in California. As, you know, Annie said, they can't decide. So it messes with people because you have hair and nail salons and outdoor dining shut down, but yet it was open. It was shut down, it was open, it was shut down, it was open again. And now you've got this situation with less than 15% availability at intensive care units. So now it's going to be 3 weeks of this because they're trying to slow down the spread of surging cases, and which, by the way, good luck with that, because you have the holidays. You've got Christmas, and then after that, you have New Year's Day and New Year's Eve and everything that follows in between that. And even if people say that they're going to be really good, I think it goes to the fact that we're all gobsmacked with COVID-19, and all it takes is just letting that guard down, you know, once or twice and being in the wrong situation, and poof, you could come up with the symptoms. All right, Bob Dylan not talking about COVID and getting COVID-19, but Bob Dylan sold his entire songwriting catalog. Yeah, Blowing in the Wind, you know, he's a Nobel laureate. He sold it for $200 million. Yeah, to Universal Music Publishing. I was stunned. I got a text from someone early in the day, and of course it was all over the place. But 600 songs, 6 decades, $2 million, give or take, not bad. You think about that. And it's big because copywriting is big business because of streaming. So Universal, for example, snagged $1 billion in profits in the last 9 months, even through the pandemic. And most of that is because of streaming. So they'll have all of his songs, obviously. They'll own it. I was thinking about Bob Dylan, and I mean, he's a quote machine, but one of the quotes that I liked from Dylan: a man is a success if he gets up in the morning, gets to bed at night, and does what he wants to do in between. Well, I think he's done what he wants to do, and I think some people are stunned that that he would sell for $200 million. They, you know, some people I was looking on Twitter calling him a sellout. Are you kidding? Sellout? He's had his songs for 6 decades, and it's all about streaming. And it's, again, that whole copyright deal is big business with streaming. So he found the right number, I guess, and who knows what happens from there, right? All right, so when we're talking about odds and ends and things, you know, that now are, I guess, our new normal or not normal, you know, I look at this day, and we talked about it in a previous show, Pearl Harbor, 79 years. You think about that. And if you ever get the chance to go to Hawaii when you don't have to quarantine for 13 days, Oahu should absolutely be on your list, because you can see Pearl Harbor. You can get that feeling of, oh my gosh, what was this like? What was it like to be there at Pearl Harbor, where they were just sitting ducks? And think of the Americans who perished in that surprise attack, 2,403. And that pushed us right into World War II. And there still are some people alive who were very young during Pearl Harbor who are, you know, 99 or 100 years old. And I've seen some interviews with some of the people that were there that were witnesses to the attack or were veterans, and they talk about just how shocking it was and the memories that they have of what happened then, and just the sights and the sounds of that, and seeing friends and trying to do whatever they could to help the bombs hitting the battleships in Pearl Harbor, and what a hell it was to be under attack that way. So we always remember Pearl Harbor and the significance of it, and being just there as the sitting duck for Japan to have a easy pickings, and then pushing us into World War II. And, you know, speaking of that, somebody who I think was a hero because he, in a different way, because of breaking the sound barrier, Chuck Yeager. Oh, Chuck Yeager, dead at the age of 97. And for all the people listening in West Virginia, oh, talk about hero. He is immortalized there, but people are very familiar with Chuck Yeager. The fact that you're the first to do anything, especially break the sound barrier, and one of the most decorated test pilots ever. So they officially announced his death, but he was a fighter pilot in World War II. He shot down at least a dozen aircraft, enemy aircraft, including four planes twice in one day. But I think people don't think so much about that. They think about the breaking the sound barrier and what he did over Rogers Dry Lake in Southern California, his X-1 aircraft lifting to 25,000 feet, then releasing just like that through the bomb bay of a B-29. I mean, just the guy is incredible. And I had the chance to interview him once a very, very long time ago in the beginning of my career. And, you know, I knew some pilots, knew a lot about him from people who just couldn't wait to tell me stories about him. And I think about the fact that he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Reagan in 85, and he got the Silver Medal for Bravery by Congress in 1975. And just, again, what a stud pilot he was. It seemed like just fearless, just, you know, ready to tackle whatever it was. So whether he was going after enemy aircraft, or, you know, whether he was trying to break the sound barrier, and his love for aviation, and just having a small conversation with him about that and seeing his eyes light up by any question that he was asked having to do with planes and futuristic things and what happened in the past. So, so fascinating. All right, coming up on the show, we've got the mic drop, but the mailbag. First, I'm headed to the mailroom. I'll meet you there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the sixth consecutive day, more than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID-19. More than 102,000 people are hospitalized with the disease as of Monday, according to new data from the COVID Tracking Project. As the country inches closer to 15 million total cases since the pandemic began, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current spike in coronavirus infections could still get worse. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says we haven't felt the full effects of the Thanksgiving holiday yet.
You would expect the full brunt of the travel and the family setting gatherings with friends that you alluded to as being a problem. You'd expect that the effect of the Thanksgiving surge would be probably another week and a week and a half from now, because it's usually 2.5 weeks from the time of the event.
This is USA Radio News. Following Sunday night's Georgia Senate runoff debates, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King had some thoughts about the elections. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear. Anger, stirring up bitterness is called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous. But giving solutions, Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And President-elect Joe Biden will reportedly name the first African-American to lead the Department of Defense. Politico reporting Monday that Biden will nominate retired General Lloyd Austin to serve as his Secretary of Defense. Austin had previously served as the Chief of U.S. Central Command from 2013 to 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Let's get in the mailbag.
Oh, yeah!
Sweet. I love that sound. I feel like I'm in Vegas. So, first up in the mailbag, this one from Jack. He listens to us all the time in Austin, Texas. Hello, Jack. And Jack says, Kate, wow, I just am tired of talking about COVID. I want to talk about something else, like what is going on in the world of sports. It's very odd to watch the NFL without fans or not very many fans. But screw it. I'm getting used to it because it's a distraction, and I'm tired of watching my girlfriend stream chick flick stuff, no offense. So instead, I've gotten back on the couch and into the NFL, and it's wild to watch what's happening, that all of a sudden teams that I thought were down, down, down have risen up in the age of the pandemic, like the Giants beating the Seahawks. What? Was that just an off day for the Seahawks? What happened there? Yeah, the Giants stunned the Seahawks on the road, no less. That's what happened there. They had a couple of people that were missing, but you can't I don't think you can blame it on that. Russell Wilson, if you just looked at his stat line, threw for over 263 yards. It was a low-scoring game. Defense played a big part in it. And, hey, the Giants, you know, did what they had to do. They are, all of a sudden, first in the NFC East at 5-7. How, again, you're right. How is that possible? It was a wild Sunday, and they were on the right side of it. So with this win over the Seahawks, they could, who knows, possibly make the playoffs. Yeah. How many fans are going to be allowed at the Super Bowl? That could be interesting. But defense wins championships, right? And the defensive effort for the Giants was real, real, real. So while they wait to see what happens with Daniel Jones, because he didn't play their young superstar or future superstar, perhaps, quarterback. So that's the story of the Giants. I'm sure there's other people listening saying, why are we talking about the Giants? How come we're not talking about the Cowboys? The Cowboys, who are 3-8, playing the Ravens on Tuesday night in Baltimore. It is so strange. It's patience pays. Who knows when people are going to play because of the pandemic, because of people testing positive or whatever. But somehow the NFL has done it. I mean, this is week 13. It's crazy. And it is kind of wild to see some of these finishes and to see, like, the Jets, who looked like they were finally going to win. They were going to beat the Raiders. They lose their 0-12. They get rid of their coach. It's been nasty. It's almost like that whole paper bag thing, if you think of the New Orleans Saints back in the day, many, many days ago, when you had fans that wore paper bags over their heads. It could be the same thing for the Jets fans. All right, let's go to this one from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, I don't know what your Christmas or holidays is going to look like. Ours, we were planning on having some family in, but because of how insane the world is right now, it's just not worth it at this point. So this is going to be kind of a quiet Christmas. I guess the big winners are Zoom or Skype or whatever platform that you use to get in touch with relatives. I mean, thank goodness we do live in the age of social media, where you can actually see the people that you talk to, whether it's FaceTime or any of the other things that are possible to use, because it just doesn't have to be a phone call anymore. But in a way, being in the Truman Show makes us all weary of being in a box, even when we're talking to our relatives. Yeah, that's true, right? So my friends, like many of you, and family live all over the place and not near me, and because of all of us doing so much where we're talking to people that way, like through Zoom or whatever it is, people, they're like, yeah, no, let's just do a phone call. Let's just do a phone call. Let's go old school. Let's just do phone call. At least it's not rotary dial, right? Because, yeah, we're okay with that. But I think when you talk about, you know, Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate, there might be some exceptions, let's say, made there. All right, how about this one from Ross? First time I've heard from somebody named Ross. I'm in Florida. I'm not the Florida man, but I did read something I thought you would find interesting. Did you see that Fort Lauderdale, Katie, is the least safe city in America? I did see that. You must have read, there was a thing by Wallet Hub that compared 182 cities across three dimensions. So how did they come up with that? Home and community safety, natural disaster risk, financial safety. And they used those metrics and they graded them on a 100-point scale. So you have to know how they did it, because does it mean anything if you don't know how they came up with it? Because you could pick, you know, you could pick anything out of the hat, any city out of the hat, and give reasons why you think it's terrible or tremendous or whatever. But that's how they measured it anyway. So they looked at everything, the crimes, the thefts, all that stuff. And the Fort Lauderdale mayor, by the way, did not agree with the survey. Trantalis, Dean Trantalis, his name is. He said, much of the data being used in the Wallet Hub survey has little to do with safety. A closer look at the metrics reveals that cities are being judged on extraneous criteria, including road conditions. Well, that's a big one. Retirement plan participation, credit scores, debt-to-income ratio, and poverty rates. Okay, so for whatever reason, yes, they were the least safe place. For financial safety, Miami came in last place. I think you can think of reasons why. So Florida got slammed. They made the list all over the place. The safest city was Columbia, Maryland. I knew this. Safest cities, Columbia, Maryland. Right there. Boom. So let's move to Maryland because that's the safest place to be. Listen, it's how many people live in the city. You do look at the data. You look at some of that criteria of it. I'd say, there's the question. Where can you go right now? Where could you go venture out and feel completely safe? Now, I'm also talking about wrapping the pandemic into that. I knew someone was going to ask that. I took some notes on that today. Or maybe I didn't know someone was going to ask that, but I figured it was just too big of a story that kept popping up every place I was looking because there were arguments as to how do you judge that. All right, and this one is from Joe. And Joe says, Kate, I'm looking at what's happening with the lockdown in California, and there's backlash there. We see that there's more mental health problems than ever. You've had psychologists on. They talk about it. And now you see that more of the shutting down just affects everybody because of the isolation so much more. And then for many people that are in the areas that are colder, indoor dining, yeah, they're not going to be able to do that. And can you really sit out in an igloo and feel completely comfortable when you're frozen? No is the answer to that. So mental health is deteriorating, and it's probably been the worst that we've seen it in decades, I'm going to guess. Yeah, your guess would be right. And, of course, the reasons are part of what you just said. The coronavirus ongoing pandemic, 10 months of this disruption to our lives, living under the giant question mark, the views of the election and the returns and everything else in between, and the split of the nation. So, of course, that just ravels all into it as to what are you doing for your health and what are the answers? Go to a wooded area, take walks, take hikes, come up with distractions. That's the kind of stuff that's always offered up. It's easier said than done, and it's also because of the time that we're in right now, we have colder weather, especially in the Midwest and other places too, where some of the things that you did in the summer and the spring, it's not really available, really. You might be able to get around it a little bit with maybe a fire pit or something like that, but it's still not going to be the same as how many more opportunities I think you had to maybe social distance. That's the word I'm really, really looking for, having the opportunity to do that. All right, and then there's this last one. I'll take this one. This one is from Sarah, and Sarah says, what is going on with Pfizer and Moderna declining invitations to the White House vaccine summit? I don't understand that. And I'm not sure I understand what the vaccine summit is anyway. The administration does not have a good relationship with Pfizer in the last couple of weeks because, remember, the Operation Warp Speed and the timing of the data that's been released right after the election, so that put them at odds. And also the fact that they say they think it's a publicity stunt and they don't want to be involved in that. So the clash, that's what it is. It's a brawl of words, as it were. Mic drop. We got one. Oh, we got a few. Next.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high.
However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Released in 1951, it is hands down the world's most popular book, printing around 200 million copies a year. So popular. And now it's going away. Yes. Are you sad? It's the IKEA catalog. Yep. They said it was an emotional but rational decision to scrap both the print and the digital editions of the catalog. So they did not even do a digital one. They say fewer people are reading the catalog. They want to focus on online sales, so they're not going to do it. 70 years. That is iconic, baby. They're not going to produce print and digital versions, period, period, period. They've like said that like 15 times because people kept asking about digital. And, you know, how popular is it? More copies of the catalog were printed every year than the Bible or the Quran. They said they went to the customers, they got the feedback, and they decided that's where they were going to focus. So it is the mic drop moment. In 2019, the online retail sales grew 45% worldwide. So they have seen a shift, right?
And especially now, because of where we find ourselves, that kind of makes sense. But it has been one of those things that people look forward to reading. I mean, there's people, you know, there are trade magazines or mags you get that you like to read them. And sometimes they're catalogs. That's what the Sears catalog used to be, I understand, for a lot of people. And it just was, they got the Sears catalog, blah, blah, blah. And that would have been out in the 50s too. And then eventually that, of course, was scrapped, but it still was not to the level of IKEA. So I thought about this. What are the magazines that you still get that you like to see? And I'll tell you some industry magazines for me. So there's Speaker Magazine, and it's really, really good. And they have a digital version. And yes, and because I'm a speaker, that's the other side of what I like to do, because it relates to being behind the mic, only on the stage, usually. Or now, like the Truman Show, as I like to call it, the box. But Speaker Magazine. And then there's a thing called Talkers, where, you know, the Sean Hannitys, the Dave Ramseys, occasionally I get mentioned, occasionally I'm a footnote, you know, way underneath any of those guys. But it's the industry go-to, and I love Michael Harrison, who put it together. And they had a fantastic print version, and then eventually they went to only digital, but they're staying with the digital, and the digital is very, very well done. And Nathan, I think you were talking about there was a magazine that you get. I'll call it a magazine, a catalog that you get, that I also get, that I think you might even order more things out of. But what's that called?
Oh, the Pro Gear is sitting here in the studio. I get Musician's Friend, too. I have not ordered either of those catalogs before.
I get the Pro Gear one in the mail. And so I look at it. And so for everybody out there listening, there's cords, there's, you know, microphones. There's lots of things for musicians, but also broadcasters actually in it, too. So it's equipment. It's cool equipment, I guess, you know. And there's something about those kinds of, I don't know, there's something about those kinds of catalogs. But that's very niche. And I think IKEA, the reason they printed so many is because it was niche, but not. It was a bigger net that they could go for, because it's furniture, right? So that's their thing. And their furniture took off, and their furniture and their big giant stores that were built all over the world, really, because it started in southern Sweden. So when they first released their first catalog, it was eight years after the company launched, Ingvar Kamprad, after he launched the company, and they printed 285,000 copies, and they distributed that in Sweden. And then, you know, fast forward to 69 different versions, 32 languages, 50 markets, and full, you know, color. And you can just imagine what it was like putting that together. There's even an IKEA museum, by the way. So if you go to Sweden, you could go see the IKEA museum, and they have an exhibition of the catalog's history. So if you find yourself in Sweden, it might be kind of a fun place to, a novelty place anyway, to stop by. I thought it was just a wonderful moment, a mic drop moment, because did you realize how big it was? You know, another mic drop moment, or one that could have competed for it, I think is this one, and you might not agree with me on this. You might be a big fan of breakdancing, but the Olympics 2024, breakdancing has been confirmed as a new sport for the Paris Games. Mm-hmm. So skateboarding and sport climbing and surfing will debut in Tokyo, but breakdancing pops in the next time around because they're trying to attract a younger audience, and they think that'll do it. Because, I mean, breakdancing, people who do it well, I think is incredible to watch. But I don't know, Olympic sport. And then I started kind of looking at some of the videos of people that were breakdancing. I thought, well, maybe I am missing something here. you know, they have this whole dance-off thing at the youth games. And the idea was proposed a couple of years ago, because that's what they do. And if the trials are successful, then sometimes it becomes a sport. So they did it in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and it was popular. And that made them decide, okay, we're going to vote on whether this is or not. So you've got about, they believe, 1 million people take part in breakdancing. And that's enough, and you can get enough viewers because the online platforms for the competitions that they've had in the past have had, you know, 50 viewers, like the 2019 Red Bull BC One World Final of breakdancing got that many eyeballs, and it's popular, right? I'm waiting for when gaming is going to be an Olympic sport, because, you know, now so many young guys, but even young women, are into gaming because they end up making so much money on gaming. And whether they're competing the Madden or something else, Fortnite or whatever it is, in these various competitions, and people are watching it on Twitch, it could not be bigger. But I don't know that we will ever, ever fall down the rabbit hole of that's a sport. Because you could say, well, what's the physicality of it? The mental physicality of it. You do have to get yourself actually in shape for that. But I think there would not be enough interest of those who get to vote in making gaming an Olympic sport, because it's already a competition in a different way. But I don't know that I would have ever thought 20 years ago that breakdancing would be included in the Olympics. You know, it's interesting, the sports that make it into the Olympics, the newer sports, and the sports that don't make it in. Sometimes that line is very, very strange to me. All right, we're going to end on this note since we started with COVID. 284,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins, in the United States, out of 15 million cases for our friends worldwide. You wrap those into the overall number, 1.54 million total cases, 67.3 million recovered. Let's keep seeing that number rise. 43.2 million, 43.2 million. And the big story, I guess, in the United States, we're still waiting on some approvals, and we're behind on the vaccine, at least from the UK, because they start on Tuesday. So bravo for them, and we can wait and see what happens there. And then, of course, the big lockdown in California. 33 million people live in California. And, boy, up and down the coast, it kind of looks a little bit like a ghost town. Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.